It's time for Lincoln County High School football action on 107.7 FM, 790 AM, 101.7 FM HD2, and streaming online at WNKO.com. Brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill Retail Stores, The Grove by the River, Fackler Kubota Tractor, Win Waste Innovations, TrueCore Federal Credit Union, Williamson Insurance, Greens Automotive, Anders Lawn and Landscape, K&K Salt and Pool and Spa Solutions, Hopewell Federal Credit Union, Houston Plumbing and Heating, Pagani's Downtown Car Care, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Reed Egan Funeral Home, Lewis A. Clark Insurance, and Cumberland Trail Golf Club. Here's Dave Doney and Rennie Frazier.
A backyard battle tonight as Heat hosts Licking Valley at Swank Field. The Bulldogs notched their first win of the season last week with a big win over Columbus Academy. Coach Tim Ward is hopeful that win will jumpstart their season. The Panthers, well, they're a perfect 3-0 and are looking more and more like a playoff team. The offense is rounding into form, and the defense has been suffocating. Two old rivals meet in week four. Buckle it up. It should be a fun Friday night. Good evening, everyone. Dave Doney, Rennie Frazier from picturesque Swankfield and Heath. And Rennie, boy, I tell you what, you talk about two teams that like to get after each other. We're going to have that here tonight with Valley taking on Heath. Heath off that big win at Columbus Academy. You know they want to keep that momentum going. And for the Panthers, 3-0, they have dominated.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking about two great teams and two great coaches. Got Tim Ward for the Heath Bulldogs, and then we have the legendary coach Randy Boffman for the Licking Valley Panthers. And I'll tell you something. When these two get together, usually it's electric in the air. I mean, we've got a packed house, and I can only imagine that as the first quarter rolls around, it's going to be even more people here before long.
We're going to hear from both coaches coming up next. You're listening to the Win Waste pregame show on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Williamson Insurance Service and Ohio Mutual Insurance work for you.
Everything that we do day to day is affected by what is best for the customer.
They know that they can count on us. They know that when they call, we'll be there.
We just treat people like we would treat our own family.
We take a lot of pride in that.
We've got over a dozen carriers here that we represent. We call that the power of choice.
We have the ability and flexibility to do what's best for you.
In the insurance industry, service is a huge thing.
We always enter any situation with a high amount of confidence because we know that we've got the options out there being that independent agent.
By directly representing several insurance companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance, we can put your interests first when insuring your auto, home, or business. Call Williamson Insurance at 740-344-9556 and let us shop for you. That's Williamson Insurance in Newark and Zanesville.
Fall is upon us. You know what that means. Outdoor projects. The good news is you can leave the fall work to Anders Lawn and Landscape this year. They'll be there to do aeration and overseeding for a better spring lawn, fall cleanup with complete leaf removal, and curbside leaf vacuuming. They're even there for your water issues and site prep with their excavation services. So this fall, Anders Lawn and Landscape can do it all. Go to AndersLawnCare.com and let them take care of your outdoor fall needs.
Welcome back to the Win Waste pregame show, joined now by Licking Valley head coach Randy Boffman. And coach, you come in tonight 3-0. I know you're never satisfied, but 3-0. But as you look back over the first 3 weeks, what is this Panther team doing really well that you're pretty happy with?
We're just learning how to compete. We've been in a couple what I would consider kind of bad situations, and we've not panicked. But the flip side of that is, I don't want them to get comfortable, saying, we're okay. But we got to keep our focus a little bit better. I thought our intensity has been good. Maybe just playing better as a team is what we're trying to emphasize. So, but you're right. No coach is ever going to be satisfied.
As you look at that, what does that mean as the season progresses when you see a team as yours, it gets behind but is able to weather that? What do you see as that moving forward in the season?
We've got to play better in the first quarter. And that has been a point of emphasis this week, that we've got to get off to a better start and execute a little better. I don't know what the issue has been, but No, you build up so much for that first game against an arch rival in Sheridan. Over the years, there's been a tendency to have what you'd call maybe a little letdown after that. But, I mean, we're into the grind of the season now, and they've just got to learn that you got to strap it up every week, you know.
Coach, also I wanted to mention this. 3 weeks doesn't look like, from my eyes, that you've had too many starters change. That says a lot about conditioning and your staff. Maybe talk a little bit about that. And you mentioned this last week, that really starts in December, but it doesn't seem like you've had to move too many starters due to injuries, and I got to imagine that's just due to conditioning and what you've been learning.
Well, we'd like to think so. We think we had a great winter and a great two-a-days. The other thing that we've been blessed is that we don't have to play a lot of guys both ways. And really found over the years, the more you can do that, well, obviously it doesn't take a genius. You're going to stay healthier if you're able to do that. So that means some guys have stepped up, given us that freedom. But if need be, you know, those guys that are starting on one side can go over and play the other side too. So It's a good situation, but believe me, we're like everybody. A few injuries, and right away you're scrambling for guys to back up.
All right, Coach, you get Heath. They come in off a big win against Columbus Academy, 1-2. What have you seen from the Bulldogs?
Just an extremely aggressive